So, someone a while ago requested a drunken, like, lady fap, like, drunken rambles that I'm hoping, because I ramble a lot when I'm drunk. I'm pretty tipsy, like, yeah, I don't know, six drinks in, hey now. So, I'm gonna give this an attempt. I really need to figure out who posted it so I can tag them. So I'll probably be doing that in the interim of me touching myself. I'm listening to quite a few audios, so I'm fairly wet already. But I do have a penchant for teasing myself, so I haven't touched yet. I really enjoy, you know, either watching porn or listening to erotic literature, or in this case, specifically listening to GWA posts and getting extremely turned on and creative. Imaginatively, without touching myself. I guess for me it's sort of like a mental form of edging. I'm not sure what it is exactly about it that excites me so much. I guess it's just more or less like masturbation for me can be difficult sometimes. Like, it takes a lot of work to get myself off. And, generally I tend to, like, get hand cramps or, you know, some sort of ridiculousness before I actually come. So, when I listen, for a long time before actually going at it, it tends to help. Because by the time I actually touch myself, I'm so aroused that the orgasm seems to come a lot easier. So that's that. So I did just look on GWA and I realized that the poster who requested this, or user who requested this, was your underscore deviant. So shout out to you for this. Those of you listening to my ridiculous drunken rambles now can thank your deviant for this luscious piece of oral. I say oral because that's what it sounds like, but what I actually mean is A-U-R-A-L, which means, you know, through your ears, it's listening. Aural. Oh my god. I mean, oral sex is great, don't get me wrong, but aural? Whatever. Aural sex is sometimes even better. I feel like words can transcend sound in many different areas and degrees. Sometimes there's a saying that, you know, is something like, actions speak louder than words. But for me, personally, I think that words can transcend actions. They say a lot about a person. They can evoke emotions and sensations that we can't feel naturally. And just like people who, people who enjoy dirty talk during sex, or just vocal reciprocation and communication during sex. It's because we're not all naturally good at reading body language. You know, especially when it comes to a female's body, I think it's much more difficult. Men have a visible ejaculate, so when they come, male or female, whether, you know, whichever's on the receiving end can tell that they got off. But for a female, it can be different. It can be quite difficult to tell. I personally have been with a lot of guys who ask, even if I say, you know, during foreplay, during oral, you know, during a guy going down on me, during or after, etc., whatever, they will ask if I got off. And I have to explain to them, yes, I did. I have to, you know, verbally say, yes, I did. Even though during the process I said, I was saying, you know, I'm coming, you know, they still ask afterward because there's no visible representation unless, you know, you're a female who squirts when you ejaculate, which I haven't yet anyway. It hasn't happened for me. But I just find that really interesting that with words we can convey, you know, emotions and sensations and, you know, feelings and things that sometimes with our bodies and our touch that we can't. So, I know this isn't a questionnaire, but I'm just telling you that for me specifically is why audio and, you know, audio erotica gets me off, is because I'm hearing it. And, you know, at the same time, where, like, a girl can fake an orgasm, I feel like through audio, a guy can totally fake an orgasm. You know, probably, I'm going to assume, just based on statistics and logistics and such, that some of the guys you listen to probably aren't getting off, but, man, they sound like they're having the best orgasms of their life. So, that's pretty sexy to me. I don't know where I'm even going with this. I'm completely rambling at this point. So this is supposed to be like a ramble fap, but I don't know if I'll ever even get to touching myself because I just am talking at this point. So I think I'm gonna like pause this and maybe like listen to some stuff, get myself aroused, and then come back to you guys so you can hear me actually masturbate, because I have not done that on audio just yet. Only posted two so far, and they're fairly vanilla. Lots of tickling and giggling, because that's sort of my style. I like playful kisses, and I have a love-hate relationship with tickling. So, like, as much as I hate it, I love it at the same time. It makes me feel extremely vulnerable, which is why I both love and hate it. I dated a guy once who was extremely into tickling. I mean, it was by far his biggest fetish, and he... See, I get excited just thinking about it. But he always wanted and had actually seldomly on occasion had done it. He wanted to tie me up and just tickle the shit out of me. And once or twice he actually did. So, I mean, it sort of began with just the standard, like, hand ties. We used men's, you know, neckties and, placed my arms above my head and started very softly with just sort of fingers and long feathers and things like that. Basically, his goal was just to tickle me into submission, which I mean, I guess I never thought would work, or I never thought I'd enjoy it, but it did because it made me so giddy and so, like, embarrassingly vulnerable to a point where when he finally, like, stopped tickling me and started touching me and, like, going down on me and just, you know, actually hitting the pleasure spots in my body, like, it was uncontrollably pleasurable because my body was in such a state of excitement and awareness and arousal that everything just felt so good.